Absolutely fantastic. We love you guys so much. You're welcome here anytime. Anytime. Anytime and all the time. Let me just share just a couple of thoughts, because what you've heard is the word of the Lord this morning. And what we try to do here in this place is give room for the word of the Lord. The most important thing is not a set of notes I've prepared. The most important thing is having God speak and his people hearing and responding. Just as your pastor, I'm going to say something very simple to you, because I believe we are in a day where God is speaking. From the beginning, even when on Wednesday nights we spoke of the blood moons and the Shemitah and all of that, remember, hold on to, and always recall, from the beginning we said this is not about fear. God is not the author of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But what we do as the people of God is say, okay, Lord, then make me ready. I want to be right with you. Jonathan Cahn, many of you have heard him, and he's had a lot of revelation, powerful speaking to the nation. And one of the things that he has so powerfully spoken lately is, if you have something wrong in your life, get it out. Not tomorrow, not the next day. Get it out of your life now. Get right with God. If you're not right with God, get right with him. If you don't know Jesus this morning, we are here to say to you, he loves you and we love you. Come and surrender your life to him. He's worth walking with. Now, things that unfold. May I just simply make a simple encouragement to you? I'm not here to talk to you about your finances. Outside of give to the Lord freely, the offering boxes are open. No. I'm not here to talk to you about that. Here's what I'm here to talk to you about. Be right with God. And then I want to tell you, because as you look around you, I just want to encourage you, have some disaster preparation materials on hand. All right? I'm not being weird with you. I'm just saying, if something happened, everybody says, have a few days of supply on hand. If something happens, you will have want to have had that in readiness. But you know what we're going to do, what we're going to be? People who have no fear living, but remain as salt and light to this earth and to this world. Now, in a nutshell, because I'm speaking, I'm kind of a nut. So in a nutshell, somebody said, is that the master's jacket? I said, no, this is the closest I'm ever going to get to that. In a nutshell, what does it mean to be salt? What does salt do? Let me give you a couple of thoughts. What does salt do? Gives you flavor, okay? Gives you flavor. It preserves. What are we to do? Number one, one of the thoughts that salt does is it makes you thirsty. So when Jesus says, be salt and light, he says, I want you to be a hunk of salt. So if you take a little bit and you look at your neighbor and you've been praying, you know they need Jesus, and God gives you a word in that hour to speak to their heart, you just give them that little word and they start to get thirsty. They go, wow, that was cool. That was helpful. I wonder if, is there some more there? And then you bring them the water of life. Amen. When they get thirsty. So live in such a way, church, that we help people be thirsty. And then bring them the water of life and light. Well, by the way, what else? Salt is a preservative. What should we do in this hour? We should preserve righteous walking with the Lord. We should be able to be a people, not a bunch of old stuffy rugs, but a bunch of people can look at and say, I see from your life how to be right with God. Even if your neighbor doesn't acknowledge right now that they like your faith, when their time of need comes, they'll know who to seek out for prayer and help. Live in such a way that they're thirsty. Preserve righteousness and walk with him. And when everyone else is fearful, you don't have to be. We're the ones who can show the way to Jesus and to a new day. And we're to be lights, the light of the world. When we see and look around us and we say, it's getting dark, we don't have to run in fear. Just shine on. Because people need to know when the light's going. Have you ever stubbed your toe in the dark?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. Have you restrained yourself at those times from saying what you shouldn't say? It's a challenge, isn't it? But when the light goes out, you need light. You need some light switch. You need somebody turn the light on. And here you come walking down the street when it's getting darker and more negative and more full of disconcerting news every day. Here you come walking down the street. And those lines on your face aren't worry and fear lines. They're age and smile lines. Because you're shining the light and the love of Jesus. Church, can you be salt and light in this hour? Isn't that what He's called us to be? So, if you will do, as Pastor John said, give me a hearty amen. Let's stand. Alan.
There's one other thing about salt. All of those athletes among you know that when the weather gets hot, if you don't have salt, you don't have endurance either.
That's right.
Powerful. Mm. Powerful. A lot of good preaching around here this morning. Raised and hearts fully yielded. We come to you to be the people you want us to be in this hour. You have brought us to the kingdom for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord, that our faces can radiate the life and love of Jesus because we've surrendered to you and you've burst your life through ours. And we thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness, your mercy, your loving kindness, and your grace. Now, I pray your blessing on your people this morning, that as they go from this place, they go built up, encouraged in the Spirit of our living God. We bless each one, O Lord, and pray that you will guide us as we look to be radiant salt and light in this dark hour to bring truth and hope, life and love, the presence of God on this earth as it is in heaven. We bless your people now in Jesus' name. And they all said,
amen.
Raise your hand to receive the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Give each other a lot of love on the way out the door. Be released in the Lord.